Since more than 1,400 of these 60-gallon drums were dumped between 1958 and 1962, only four of seven dump sites have been located and nine barrels raised. The barrels contain ammunition parts. Now Red Cliff is using Department of Defense money, $600,000, to try to find all of these sites and then determine if there are risks to Lake Superior's water supply. With their water intake near at least one of the sites, Duluth Mayor Don Ness wants to be part of the Red Cliff investigation.
We're confident that our drinking water is clean and it's safe, and people should have confidence in that. But certainly anything that affects Lake Superior is of interest to the citizens of Duluth. In the long term, if there are materials in those barrels that may have a detrimental impact on the quality of water in Lake Superior, that is of concern to us.
Jean Buffalo is with the Red Cliff Natural Resources Damage Assessment Committee. She says they take their treaty rights responsibility of the ceded territory seriously. That includes Western Lake Superior.
We're going to do water testing and sediment testing before we do any movement of the barrels, just to make sure that we do not contaminate if there is contamination.
Extensive sonar surveys so far this summer may have found new barrel sites. A research vessel will make another week-long trip north of Duluth to conclude this year's investigation. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.